This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Republican Doug Lamborn has introduced a bill in the U.S. House that would prohibit so-called abortion sanctuary states from getting funds from the Department of Health and Human Services. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports that would include Colorado.
Lamborn says he's concerned that liberal-governed states will use taxpayer dollars to help people traveling to receive an abortion. His bill would punish any state with such a program, as well as ones that try to protect people involved in abortion care from out-of-state prosecutions, and states like Colorado that do not have any gestational limits on abortions. Lamborn's bill, which has fellow GOP Representative Lauren Boebert as a co-sponsor, is unlikely to move forward in the Democratic-controlled House. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The director for Colorado's Office of Emergency Management faces possible termination over allegations that he created a hostile workplace. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
A new report by the Denver Post outlines a pattern of misconduct by Mike Willis during his 5 years leading the disaster response agency. Nearly two dozen OEM staffers tell the newspaper that Willis has repeatedly screamed at people and thrown things out of rage. Those claims were backed up in interviews with state officials and National Guard members who've worked alongside Willis. He's also accused of being drunk at work, including during the response to the STEM school shooting 3 years ago. The Post reports Willis has been suspended twice in the last 18 months. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
People think they are seeing murder hornets in Colorado, but officials say the big bugs are a native wasp that may look dangerous but pose no threat to humans. Rich Guggenheim with the State Agriculture Department says the wasps are part of the ecosystem, and he's asking people not to kill them.
So it actually helps us keep our locust population and things like that under control in the state of Colorado.
The wasps are called cicada killers. Guggenheim says murder hornets cannot survive at Colorado altitudes. Tax refunds will start going out to Colorado taxpayers as early as next week, and there's more on that. Who's getting them? What's different this year? Later in this hour. This is CPR News.